Hi, I'm Dr. Julie Gunther. I'm a board-certified family doctor from Boise, Idaho. In 2014, I opened SparkMD, a direct primary care practice. I've been asked to share my story from residency to, or even maybe medical school, to direct primary care. I actually worked in the technology field at a tech startup straight out of college because I thought doctors worked too much and I didn't want to be a doctor. And after 15-hour days and people winning free Boxer cars, I realized that what I was doing didn't feel like it had any social good. So I transitioned, went back to school, and went to medical school. I got into medical school because I had an extremely clear vision of what kind of doctor I wanted to be. It was something like Martha Quinn Medicine Woman, but no horses, because I don't like horses. And I wanted to buy an old barn, renovate it, live upstairs, and have a clinic downstairs and take care of people in rural Idaho. My husband said the barn and the clinic needed to be across the street from each other, so we had some boundary discussions. So I trained in medical school and residency with the notion of being a full-spectrum family doctor. I wanted to do C-sections, colonoscopies, birth-to-death care, breastfeeding education, everything. And by the time I went back to Idaho after residency, family doctors, at least where I wanted to live, weren't doing that anymore. My husband and I had a pretty big heart-to-heart because residency was very challenging on our marriage. And he said, you know, Julie, you can be a doctor. You don't have to be the doctor. So I tried a system job. I took an employed job that said I would work 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday and that they would take care of everything for me. And I did that for 5 years. And at the end of that 5 years, I realized that the soul of what I had been called to do had died. So I was at a crossroads, which was, do I leave medicine entirely? Or do I start to ask some questions about why physicians like me are no longer finding a sustainable path to remain family doctors? I was fortunate enough to meet Dr. Josh Umber in September of 2013 at the AAFP Scientific Assembly and learn about DPC. And for me, lights just went off. It was a sustainable path to have a small practice, to take care of people the way I wanted to take care of people. And by removing myself from insurance billing, I could simplify primary care so much to make it exceptionally affordable and I believed sustainable for me to be the doctor I wanted to be. That was September 2013. October 2013, I stalked Dr. Umber at the first direct primary care conference. My husband went with me and within an hour said, oh my goodness, we have to do this. It was the first time I was in a room of physicians who were saying the same thing I was saying, which was, why do we have to do things this way? What is happening to our profession? This is insanity. I'm spending too much time on paperwork. In November of 2013, I got a massive bank loan because of a 33-page business plan I wrote. I bought a building in downtown Boise, Idaho. We closed in April of 2014, and one of my favorite patients fell and broke his hip. His family called and said, we don't care where you are or what you cost. We want you to be his doctor. So I wasn't going to open until summer of 2014, but a wonderful man named Brick became my first patient. I left my system job in May of 2014, and SparkMD hit the ground running. I added a nurse in August. Until then, from April to August, I built the practice on my own with my cell phone, a stethoscope, and a 100-square-foot office. My official office opened in September. So in under a year, I went from system-employed physician to totally lost physician to learning about direct primary care to owning my own building, my own practice, and on the path to becoming a direct primary care physician. We've now been open about 3 years, and I have what's considered a full practice for a DPC doc. I have 600 patients. We have an in-house dispensary where we sell medications back to patients. A Z-Pak is $1.52. Cymbalta is $8 a month. Flonase is $4. Even our insured patients tend to save money on most generic medications. I've negotiated lab pricing and imaging pricing, and they're about 10% of traditional cost. And in that time, I've received about 240 thank you notes, an edible arrangement, multiple flowers, and repeatedly people look at me and say, thank you so much. We need more doctors doing this.